across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That is Reach, and that was a request of my next guests, Helen Meissner and John Froggitt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for that request. And congratulations
thank you very much.
You came in when you were Helen Meissner and you were Joe Rose, and you sang for us.
I get confused.
Yes, this is your alter ego. One of them is your alter ego. But since then, you have got engaged.
Yeah, love has blossomed.
Yes, and so you're getting married next week?
And here we are, yeah. We don't like long engagements because I'm getting old now, so I need to get a carer sorted out before I get much older.
So, how romantic. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I know.
I always look on the right side of things. So, it's very exciting.
Excellent.
Very happy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So this time next week,
we'll be there.
You'll be husband and wife.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're here to talk about kind of alternative approaches to business, aren't you? Ways of managing that work-life balance. And we're starting today, this is going to be a regular feature, the first Friday of every month. And we're starting today with meditation. This is something you use, John, then, is it?
Yes. I came to meditation about 9-10 years ago. Having been self-employed for practically 20-odd years now, I was a very angry self-employed person because I started the business, effectively, the accountancy business, with one client. And in building that up, it was very stressful. And I didn't realise quite how stressful. And until I could walk into the office and everybody would be quiet and there'd be this dark cloud over the office and it was dreadful.
And that was you?
That was me. I had this dark cloud I brought out with me. I was angry with everybody. If he was driving in front of me, you were my worst enemy. The life was just stressful. And I really didn't notice it that much until it was pointed out to me by the ex-Mrs. Froggitt, who still works with me now, and we're very happy, and my daughter, who used to work for me. And I think I probably put her off accountancy forever because I was such a miserable person. So I decided I need to do something about this. And my wife then dabbled with meditation, and I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to give this a go. So I went out and bought loads and loads of books. I spent a fortune on how to meditate in 9 weeks and how to do this and how to do that. Didn't enjoy any of them. And I found it really difficult. We created this space in the house where we'd go to meditate. And I just, what was I doing? So I was in Cambridge, funny enough. And there was a place in King's, along King's Parade called the Brahma Kumaris. And the Brahma Kumaris offered free meditation classes. So I thought, well, that's good, free. So I went along and I kind of got into the spirit of that through them. And I was going back there for a few years. I never quite got into their overall philosophy of life, but I kind of liked the meditation side of things. And from that, I carried on and my life changed insofar as I wasn't angry anymore. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, I don't have this perfect life now. I mean, things still annoy me, but I don't think I get anywhere near as angry as I used to. In fact, interestingly enough, my son, who works with me in the practice, said something to me a few months ago. He said he brought a job in and it was wrong and he was expecting me to go nuts over it. And I thought, well, you know what? It's wrong. What can I do? I can't change it. Let's just alter it and do what we've got to do. So it's brought me into a more... I think also it makes you enjoy life better because you're not stressed. I have no problem sleeping. I'm pretty chilled.
And how has it done all that, John?
Through meditation.
But what has it given you? How does it work?
Why does meditation make you calm? I think the thing with meditation, it allows... I mean, there are different forms of meditation. The one that I followed was where you actually clear the mind. So the mind, we're constantly being bombarded by all these thoughts. And I think it's in the thousands of thoughts we get, which are useless thoughts during the day. And these thoughts take us to past events, to the future. And we're always being stressed by whatever happens. So if we have an event, something happened, I drove to work, guy was in front of me, I couldn't get past him, I'm really stressed. Some people, that stay with them all day. So meditation, and for me, meditation, it enabled me to let those things go. You know, if that guy's got a bad day, that's not my problem. I just let these things wash over me. And the meditation, I think what happens is, I think someone said to me once about, I said, how does meditation work? And I know we've got all the science now and they can scan brains, but it's kind of like a light switch. I know that if I press a switch, the lights will come on, but don't ask me how that works. But I know it works. And with the meditation, what I found was that I practiced really hard at this meditation. And we can go on to...
Let's go on to what meditation is, because there's all these various mindfulness things. Yeah. What actually is it?
Meditation is kind of quite... The stages of meditation. If you use meditation, I guess, on a mindfulness level, which is the ability to bring yourself into the present, to focus on the present... What I found with meditation was when I started off, I just was able to clear my mind with it and everything seemed a lot nicer. The thoughts weren't going, I could control the thoughts, I can control my mind. It enables you to control your emotions. It enables you to, because everything's mind. So, you know, if you get your mind in the right place, everything's great. And really, meditation is about getting your mind in a peaceful space so that you're not finding the things in life stressful. But what I found from that, my personal experience was that moves me on to the more spiritual side of meditation. And we're not talking religious, we're talking spiritual, where, you know, we're all beings, all we want in life is peace, love and happiness. That's all we want. And you can achieve that. And also with meditation, it enables you to focus on the day's work. It quietens the mind. And if you can quiet your mind so you're not being stressed by the thoughts that are coming into your mind constantly, you see things differently.
It's hard.
It's hard, but it's only as hard as you want it to be. And for me, the meditation was, you know, sit down somewhere comfortably where you're not going to be distracted, turn the phone off, turn the telly off, and just body scan and just get your mind focused onto absolutely nothing. And they always, I think I read somewhere that, you know, one of the best forms of meditation was rock climbing or being shot at if you're in the army, because your mind's being focused. You're concentrating on that one thing. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get rid of this tens of thousands of thoughts we have so you can become mindful of where you are and what you're doing. And I think the guys with the mindfulness have taken it on a bit further, where you're mindful eating, mindful walking, mindful this, mindful that. But it all boils down to the same thing. It's making yourself present in the time. So we're not worried about what happened yesterday, what happened 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Because every time we relive that experience 4 or 5 years ago, we're having the same stress hormone sent through our body. And we don't want that. And we don't get focused too much on the future. Yeah, the future's important. We need to look ahead, but we don't get hung up on that. So, example would be in work, we have certain targets for the next 2, 3, 4 years. We're not hung up on those targets. By being focused, we attack what we need to do to help us achieve those targets in 6, 12, 18 months' time. So it becomes more aware, you become more focused on what you're actually doing that day, that moment. And that's why people like Google... have regular morning meditations to focus the mind. Forget the rubbish that happened yesterday. Just focus on what you're doing today and move your life forward. But I would say to anybody that's listening, if they can do the meditate, if they can meditate or want to learn a bit more about meditation, do it, because it will revolutionise your life.
Helen, are you a meditator?
Yes, I was doing it a bit before I met John, but I think he mentioned something quite interesting about body scan. And it can be very difficult when you're finally sitting on your own with nothing going on. It's very easy for thoughts that would have maybe not been noticed before to pop in, and you do notice them, and that can be very distracting. So some people find counting to 10 forwards and backwards, or counting their breath in and out to 10. It's about focusing on something other than your thoughts. If you get recurrent thoughts, it can be useful to notice what they are and then come back to them after, like park them, say, I'll come back to that, and then try and go back and concentrate on breathing. But the body scan's quite interesting, because when John does his guided meditations in the sessions that he has been running for many years now, you might start off with your feet. Think about your feet. How are your feet feeling? Are they relaxed? Are they tense? Can you relax them? How are your toes, your ankles, moving up to your calves, your knees, going all the way up to your body, being present, thinking about those parts of your body, noticing if anything is troubling you.
And I guess, you know, it's not going to be easy at first, and you just have to...
You've got to forgive yourself. It's just better to do something than nothing. And even if it's 10 minutes a day or 5 minutes a day, just sitting on a comfortable seat on your own with no distractions, is actually something that's very rare in this day and age.
The art of doing nothing, really.
And how often do you do it?
Well, you know, I used to be regular. I used to be a 45-minute, twice-a-day type of guy. And what I find there are obviously people that go away for meditation 2 weeks, and they just silence. And what I found is there's a tolerance level, And there's a point when I sort of find myself becoming stressed again or becoming anxious, and I just go back and meditate. So you might be talking maybe, I don't know, 3-4 times a week. And also, I find it a great problem solver as well. So if there's a problem that's been nagging at your mind and you just can't, go and meditate. And then when you come away from that meditation, miraculously, there's an answer in front of you that really is the way you should have done it in the first place. So I think it's just basically allowing the subconscious to work for you. Because the subconscious is blocked out constantly by the thoughts that we're continually having, we know the answers, you know. And I don't know, yeah, everything's around. I think Einstein said, did he not, that everything that has been will be and is all around us anyway. So the answers are all there. We've just got to allow that information to come into our minds.
And do you have a special place where you go?
Well, I used to have a special area, but now I think that with a certain amount of... I think to start with, you need an area. You need an area where you are telling yourself, this is my space, this is a space I'm going to meditate in. You need to tell your brain that you're going to meditate. There comes a point when you don't need that. Yeah, I could be sitting in a meeting and... sorry, clients, but people do tend to drone on a little bit. And you can just sort of switch off a little bit, you know? You can just check. So you can do it whenever you need to do it. I don't recommend do it driving, but you can normally switch off. But even then, I say drive, you know, it's an awareness. It's a quietness, but it's an awareness of what's going on around you. So that if you're switched off, you are still aware of your surroundings. But the noises that come from the surroundings, they're not bothering you. You know, what someone else does in their daytime and that's irritating isn't your worry, so you can switch off pretty much anywhere.
So if somebody's listening to this and thinking, oh, come on, this sounds great, what would be your next steps that you would recommend, given that you bought all these books and it didn't really do it for you, what would you say to them?
I would genuinely say to them, go find a group like the Brahma Kumaris, like the Buddhist Centre in Cambridge. Go there, try it out. Someone, and just be in that environment, because what I also find is that group meditation is better than single meditation. There's a certain energy in a group. So go along there, don't buy books, go along there, listen, and then don't just try one form of meditation, try lots of forms of meditation, mantra meditation, there could be all sorts of, and just see what suits. And if you keep at it, and maybe we're talking, you know, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 months, keep at it, you'll find your own way.
Lovely. Thank you, John and Helen. And the accountancypractice.com,
yes,
people can find
there's
out.
There's information on there.
There's information on there. Mm. And as I say, this is the first in a regular slot that you're going to have. You're
looking
coming back.
Mm.
Yes, me too. And you're coming back next month to... What are you talking about
well,
then, Helen?
I'm going to sort of take over the next month. I thought a theme of making time for me.
Because I like that.
I think that's what a lot of us are missing. We've got tools for greater efficiency in every area of our lives. And that means that we end up doing more all the time. It's very hard to switch off. So I'd like to help people focus more and rather than working hard, maybe working smart and improving the business lives and personal lives. And also, John just touched on this, mentioning the importance of wasting time.
Oh, yes.
Which just goes against the grain somewhat.
Oh,
so,
that's great. I'm looking forward to that pottering.
Yeah, and I was really chuffed that you did a song earlier. We had Cheryl Barnes's request, didn't we?
Reach, yes. And, S Club 7, hello, Cheryl.
Yeah, that was lovely. And there's a couple of people. Can I just mention, do a shout out to a couple of people? So thanks to everyone who messaged on the Accountancy Practice Facebook page. Loads of requests. We can't play them all, but Lee has said she'll play them all in the rest of the show, which is fantastic. I did want to make a special shout out, though, to Terry Love, who said, shout out for me, Tammy, Amelia and Eloise. He said anything by Joe Rose, Zoe Wren or any of the Amazing Folks Talk Records team. That's a bit biased, so we can't do that. And he also suggested Love in the Air for us for our wedding, but Cheryl Barnes had her track played already, and Juliet's, Mulholland's and Jacqueline McDonald's and Samantha Bradley's and Stevie Walker and Sharon Windybanks, they're all coming up, so thanks ever so much.
Well, lovely, nice to have you on board as
thank
listeners. I'll play the rest of the tracks throughout the rest of the show. I'm on air till 1. I'll play Money, Money, Money by ABBA after the traffic
great.
And travel. But congratulations again. Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much for all that information. Good luck.
Thank you.
For next Friday, next time I see you.
Yes.
You're my wife, aren't you? And yes, thank you very much,
thanks
John
a lot.
And Helen.
Thanks, Lee.